In 2011, I gave up smoking and ran my very first race. 2 years later, at age 41, I ran my first full marathon. Now, I've signed up for the race I swore I'd never do when I started running, the 2015 Goofy Race and a Half Challenge at Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. A half marathon on Saturday, followed by a full marathon the very next day. I've started my 29-week training program, taking my recorder with me every mile. So listen along while I go through the ups and downs of the toughest challenge I've ever taken on. And in the end, if I can get through this, then anyone can do it. Now, here's this week's highlights in this edition of Matt Goes Goofy. Welcome to Matt Goes Goofy. This is week 6, and I am Matt. And it's just been a continuation of the good week that week 5 was. 6 was another great week. Had good runs on Tuesday and Thursday, and Sunday was one of the distances I just love to run. So without any further ado or over explanation, let's just get right to the recordings right now. It is day 1 of week 6, and this is the first time in all of this, the whatever you want to call it, recording, podcasting, whatever, that I am recording before I finished editing the last episode. I haven't had the time to do week 5 yet. I did record and do all the runs and recorded everything. I haven't even recorded the intros and outros yet. I've just been really, really, really busy. A good busy. Work is busy, but it's a good project. And we had a busy weekend, and I'm busy with stuff at NeoZaz. We're working on a app for Star Wars in character, and I'm redoing the website, which is much needed in the long time coming. So, though I'm busy right now, in about 2 to 3 weeks, I won't be busy. In fact, I'll have maybe even, if it's even possible, more time than I know what to do with on my hands. But as far as this goes, the training actually has to, I think, really has to come first and then the podcast after. But I will be editing it tonight after this, so you won't even know this story until you hear this record. Well, I'm kind of went into a temporal loop there. I didn't even really get my head wrapped around what I was trying to say, so I've just stopped before I had something pop inside my head. So anyway, on my way to the gym. I think that's become routine at this point. It's really not even that hot, and it's not raining, but it's like in my head, it's Tuesday, it's time to go to the gym, and without thinking, I dressed up, grabbed my keys, and headed to the gym. So that's where I'm going to do the run, and I'll let you know how that went next. End of day 1 for week 6, and nothing too eventful at the gym. Well, actually, nothing. I guess the eventful thing that did happen at the gym, but it wasn't until the very end of the run. I went to log my miles and time into Runkeeper, and if you remember from the day 3, I think I explained. Yeah, I did. It was in day 3 of last week, of week 5. I had used Runkeeper to track my mileage and time on my outside run. Well, and if you also remember, I said I was kind of trying to outrun the impending storms. So apparently I forgot when I hit the turnaround and got to the house, and at the end of the 3 miles, I forgot to turn Runkeeper off. It had been continuing to track my run ever since then. So by the time I opened up Runkeeper to log my miles and my time, it had said I'd been still running for 49 straight hours, and it logged all the mileage I was driving to and from work these past 2 days and to the gym. So it had said I'd done like 137 miles over the past 49 hours, and I don't know how to fix it on the phone, so I ended up saving that. I'll fix it later, because I do actually like to look back and see how many miles I ran in the year, and that'll throw out the numbers. But I have like 30 friends on Runkeeper. It's kind of a runner social type site, like Facebook, but different, and they're all going to see that I've just been running for 49 miles straight. So I'm sure by the time I get home to fix that, the comments on that post should be fun to read. So that's about the only eventful thing that happened. Otherwise, it was a straight run. I was listening to, what was I listening to? Oh, to follow up on week 3 as well, or day 3 of week 5 as well. I was listening to some of the True Freaks podcast. Because I am late on all the news as one, so there's nothing to spot check there. So That's it. And I'm just about home, and I've been rambling on, and I'm back to rambling again. So it must be a good week, better than the bad week a couple weeks ago, which I'm going to stop lamenting on because I'll just, there's no need to at this point. So that's it. We're going on to day two. That's up next. This is day two of week six, or what should be week two, or day two of week six. You're probably hearing that and already wondering, oh boy, what does that mean? Well, I think everyone that's ever been through a lengthy training process will run into this, and we all knew it was going to come sooner or later. It is just about 11 o'clock p.m. on day two, on Thursday. It was a very long day at work. The project I've been talking about for the past 5 weeks, we're almost at the end. That's why it's a late night, and I am just not going to get the run in. In fact, it's about a 40-minute drive from home, so even if you really want to get technical, I couldn't even get a run completed until technically tomorrow, because it would be after midnight by the time I finished, even if I did just a half hour, by the time I got home and changed into the gym. So I'm not Xing out this day. I'm going to move it. I'm going to have to do it tomorrow, which is, shouldn't be bad, because it's still a day's break between that and my 7-mile run on Sunday. So I did want to record that this did happen. I'm not skipping it, at least not yet. I'm hoping not. Hoping tomorrow's not the same problem. But day two will be tried again on day two, take two, we'll call it, tomorrow. So that should be the recording that you hear next. Okay, this is day three of week six, I believe. I think that's right. Yeah, no, this is all wrong. No, this is day two, try two of day six, isn't it? Yeah, wow, I'm all screwed up. So, yeah, to throw things into more of a loop, I'm doing something different for day two. I'm actually running outside because it's been put off a day and it's nice and start of the weekend, so I'm going to run. Wow, I'm still a little confused on what's going on. Okay, day two, try two, week six. I think I got it now. So I just have to remember to get through this and then run 7 miles Sunday and we should be good. So I'll tell you how the run went after this. Okay, continuing day two. I'm taking just a quick break to assess the weather. One thing that happened this week that never happened before, I missed a scheduled run. And I think a second thing that's never happened before is going to happen. I think I'm going to get caught in a storm. It looks pretty inevitable from every angle, and the wind is kicking hard. I don't even know if this recording's coming up, if the mic's just being pelted by wind, but I'm trying just to give you a taste of what this run's like. On one hand, kind of sort of looking forward to something new. On the other hand, kind of not. So I'll let you know how that goes, because I'm about to turn around and head home. Okay, day two done, and I'm on my cool-down walk. And I did avoid the storm, for the record, although it still seems like it's nipping on my heels on this walk. So, but for the most part, I missed it. If it starts raining now, I'm close enough to home to kind of outrun the major part of it. So no storm. I feel like I should do a closing thought here, but this would be the wrong day for that. Now I know. That's for day three, which is coming up on the next recording. This is day three of week six. It is the 7-mile outdoor run. I am starting later than I wanted to because it poured raining, so it's nice and humid. Otherwise, I'm anticipating a good run, probably a wet run. It's still overcast, so I imagine I'm going to get some showers and sprinkles here and there, but shouldn't be anything to make me turn around and give up. But I'm not going to waste any more time and get started, and I'll report back after the first mile. All right, mile one done. A muggy mile one. It's not that hot, so that's nice. And the sky seemed to be clearing up, so I might not get any rain after all. So that's really all I have to say, I think. I have extended my walking break time by 30 seconds and decreased my running interval by 30 seconds, trying to find that 13-ish mile per hours. I am like dead center 12 minutes. I mean, and the mile clock didn't exactly 12, so I'm getting close. I'm probably going to be slowing down here because it's so muggy anyway. So I might be close. I might even have the pace I need for the half marathon. Let's find out. I got 6 more miles to prove that theory, so I'll come back and tell you about mile 2 in a bit. Okay, mile 2 done. And I clocked in at 13:22, so I'm thinking this is at least the intervals I want to go. And probably not the speed. I'm going quite slow. I'm doing a lot of puddle dodging.
I think I messed up the math. I think I did a 30-second longer break and then a 30-second shorter run at one point. So I'm not sure. I don't have a timer. I'm going by my watch. So that might have affected it. But I think I do need to step it up just a little bit to get 13. So, but I think I'm finally hammering it out here. So I think we're close. So I am going to try to do the math better this time and see how mile three goes in the next recording. Okay, mile three done, and I forgot to look to see what that time was. It had to be close to 13. It certainly wasn't over. I'm going to guess it was a little less because I picked up the pace just a little. Not much, not too much to push myself, but half mile, turn around. I'm a little sad about that. Here, waiting for a car to go by there. I don't know why I enjoy 7 and 8 mile runs so much, but I do. Can't explain it, and I can't explain why I hate five, so, well, actually, I think I did, but I don't know. I'm enjoying this. I'm going to have to turn around and head back real soon. So I'll tell you about mile four in a bit. All right, mile four done. And that came in at 13:34. So I slowed down a bit, which is not surprising. Still trying to find that pace. And I'm actually really enjoying the run, so I'm taking it easy. Temperature is beautiful. It is so comfortable. Temperature-wise, air-wise, it's like walking through a thick cloud. It's so humid. But that's Florida. One thing about running in humidity, though, that if you're not in a humid climate, you might not know this. When it's this humid, and it is humid, it's got to be like 90% or more, not a single drop of sweat evaporates from your clothes. It just stays there. So you actually start the race heavier than when you started, I think. So even take in water and that soaks out into your clothes. So I actually feel a little heavier. So, but temperature's nice. I love 7 miles. Taking it easy. If I can at least maintain 13 something, I'll be happy because I know I'm on the right path. So we'll see what I do in mile five. That's up next. All right, mile five done, and that was 12:56. So I am definitely on the right pace when I wanted to. So this has been a good round all, or a good run all around. I don't have much to say, and I don't have much time to say it. I was holding off recording because a parade of cars went by, so a lot of cars out. A lot of people out tonight, too, now that I mention it. A lot of people walking, running, bike riding, which is good. It's good to get outside. I guess the drop in temperature is getting people out of their houses. So that, like I said, is good because it's not going to always last because it's summer ain't over. We're still going to get some hot weather. In fact, real quick side note, hottest race I ever ran was at night and in September. So this hot weather, it can last all the way up till the edge of winter. So, okay, I am thinking I'm just about out of time, so I'm going to stop recording and be back for mile six. Okay, mile six, and that was 13:04, so definitely found the pace. I don't think I need to talk about that anymore. Only thing, I was going to say notable, but it's not, was a car of I believe a couple of kids, or maybe a couple Marana grown-ups, you know, had to, right as they got to next to me where I was running, had to scream, just get a rise out of me, which I almost expect every time I see a window open on a car. So they screamed and kept driving. Happens all the time. Don't understand why. I guess it's funny to them. I don't get it. So, whatever. If I gave them a laugh, good. I prefer they laugh at the work we put out on news as, but if I gave them a laugh in real life, even better. What the hell? I don't know, not much to say. Feeling really good about this run, so I will give the wrap up after this last mile. All right, mile seven done, which means day three is done, which means week six is done. Apparently I'm done talking because I can't get the words out. So, doing my cool down lap around the block and heading inside to the dry and cool air. Like I said, it's not very hot out here, but it is muggy. My shirt is soaked. All my clothes are soaked. My shirt is pulling down. The collar's hanging. So I'll be looking forward to getting out of these clothes, getting in the shower, and calling it a night. So I got nothing else to say. I think I said it the other 6 miles. Other than I'll say it one more time. Great run. So I'll let the wrap up take care of the rest, which is up next.
Well, that was week six. And as you heard, not only good runs in that week, but another pretty significant, if not major, milestone hit. I found that pace that I think I'm going to need to train for and run for that half marathon to keep my legs as fresh as they can be. They're not going to be fresh, but keep my legs as available. I don't even know what the word I'm looking for. Be able to finish the marathon the next day is what I'm trying to say. So great week, great run, got some great information out of it. We'll see how that carries over into week 7, which is another pretty light week. That is the trend right now in these first 10 weeks. So this week 7 is the 30 to 45 minutes on both Tuesday and Thursday again, and only 3 miles on Sunday. But I'm going to try to not just blow through Sunday. I'm going to actually do the walk-run pattern that I came up with or found, stumbled upon or walked upon in 6 and see if that keeps up even in a short distance. Can I maintain that around 13-minute mile per pace that I think is, I'm almost sure that's what I'm going to need for the half marathon. So we'll find out in week 7. That will be coming up in a week. And until then, thanks for listening. Matt Goes Goofy is part of the NeoZaz Internet Entertainment Network. For more great audio series and original entertainment, visit our website at neozaz.com. Matt Goes Goofy is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Run Disney. All Disney and Run Disney events, names, and Run Disney and Disney-related material is copyright and trademark the Walt Disney Company. To follow all the episodes of Matt Goes Goofy, subscribe on iTunes or visit the Matt Goes Goofy website at mgg.neozaz.com and follow all the NeoZaz series on the NeoZaz Facebook page at facebook.com/NeoZaz Podcast.